Spirit of Youth celebrates teenage Alaskans who are making our communities better places to live. They give their time, their hearts and minds, their passion, their creativity. Now, hear their stories.
This summer, Catholic Social Services will be opening its Clare House in a new and improved location. Clare House is a shelter for homeless women and children in Anchorage. When the doors open, it will already be stocked with a lot of important items, like tissues and diapers, shampoo and toothbrushes. That's in part because of a major effort of the middle school students at Romig Middle School. The kids there gathered personal items like these for donation. At the center of the whole effort, from the idea of it to the donation delivery, was one student, 14-year-old Alan Pullings.
It was exhilarating. I had a goal of what I wanted to accomplish from this project, and it was certainly met. I was very excited and just in awe of the results that occurred. It's really amazing.
Dr. Susan Bomolaski is the executive director of Catholic Social Services.
It's not just that Alan says he's going to do things, he really follows through. You know, you hear so many negative things, especially about middle school. I think it's a hard time and it's rough. And these kids were so supportive. They were so positive. I mean, it gave me a great feeling.
While Alan says he still has some maturing to do, he's no stranger to helping out. This isn't the first time he took on a large-scale community service project, and he says it won't be his last.
I want to constantly strive for better. I don't just want to stop here, because there's always stuff that needs to be done.
The Romig donation to Clare House is the largest single donation given to the organization in recent memory. I'm Shanna Sheehy.
Give a young person you know a boost by recognizing the good things they're doing. Nominate at spiritofyouth.org.
Provided by the Alaska State Division of Behavioral Health.